think we can get all the raptors down here by the lodge, but we aren't sure, so be careful. Give us 5 minutes.
Okay, Grant said.
You can leave the kids in the cafeteria, and they should be all right. Take the radio with you when you go.
Okay.
Turn it off before you leave so it doesn't make any noise outside, and call me when you get to the maintenance building.
Okay. Grant turned the radio off.
Lex crawled back.
Are we going to the cafeteria? She said.
Yes, Grant said. They got up and started walking through the blowing mist in the lobby.
I want a hamburger,
Lex said. I don't think there's any electricity to cook with.
Then ice cream.
Tim, you'll have to stay with her and help her.
I will.
I've got to leave for a while, Grant said.
I know.
They moved to the cafeteria entrance. On opening the door, Grant saw square dining room tables and chairs, swinging stainless steel doors beyond. Nearby, a cash register and a rack with gum and candy. Okay, kids, I want you to stay here no matter what. Got it?
Leave us the radio,
Lex said. I can't. I need it. Just stay here. I'll only be gone about 5 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Grant closed the door. The cafeteria became completely dark. Lex clutched his hand.
Turn on the lights, she said.
I can't, Tim said. There's no electricity.
But he pulled down his night vision goggles.
That's fine for you. What about me?
Just hold my hand. We'll get some food.
He led her forward. In phosphorescent green, he saw the tables and chairs. To the right, the glowing green cash register and the rack with gum and candy. He grabbed a handful of candy bars.
I told you, Lex said. I want ice cream, not candy.
Take these anyway.
Ice cream, Tim.
Okay, okay.
Tim stuffed the candy bars in his pocket and led Lex deeper into the dining room. She tugged on his hand.
I can't see spit,
she said.
Just walk with me. Hold my hand. Then slow down.
Beyond the tables and chairs was a pair of swinging doors with little round windows in them. They probably led to the kitchen. He pushed one door open, and it held wide. Ellie Sattler stepped outside the front door to the lodge and felt the chilly mist on her face and legs. Her heart was thumping, even though she knew she was completely safe behind the fence. Directly ahead, she saw the heavy bars in the fog. But she couldn't see much beyond the fence, another 20 yards before the landscape turned milky white. And she didn't see any raptors at all. In fact, the gardens and trees were almost eerily silent.
Hey!
She shouted into the fog, tentatively. Muldoon leaned against the doorframe.
I doubt that'll do it, he said. You got to make a noise.
He hobbled out carrying a steel rod from the construction inside. He banged the rod against the bars like a dinner gong.
Come and get it! Dinner is served!
Very amusing, Ellie said. She glanced nervously toward the roof. She saw no raptors.
They don't understand English, Muldoon grinned, but I imagine they get the general idea.
She was still nervous and found his humor annoying. She looked toward the visitor building cloaked in the fog. Muldoon resumed banging on the bars. At the limit of her vision, almost lost in the fog, she saw a ghostly pale animal, a raptor.
First customer, Muldoon said.
The raptor disappeared, a white shadow, and then came back, but it did not approach any closer, and it seemed strangely incurious about the noise coming from the lodge. She was starting to worry. Unless she could attract the raptors to the lodge, Grant would be in danger.